The next LOS is to evaluate the choices of short-term funding available to a company and recommend a financing method. There are several sources of short-term funding available to a company from both bank and non-bank sources, and we list the most important of these here. Lines of credit are used primarily by large, financially sound companies. With an uncommitted line of credit, a bank extends an offer of credit for a certain amount but may refuse to lend it if circumstances change. With a committed or regular line of credit, a bank extends an offer of credit that it commits to for some period of time. The fact that the bank has committed to extend credit in amounts up to the credit line makes this a more reliable source of short-term funding than an uncommitted line of credit. Banks charge a fee for making such a commitment. Loans under the agreement are typically for periods of less than a year, and interest charges are stated in terms of a short-term reference rate, such as LIBOR or the U.S. prime rate, plus a margin to compensate for the credit risk of the loan. Outside the U.S., similar arrangements are referred to as overdraft lines of credit. A revolving line of credit is an even more reliable source of short-term financing than a committed line of credit. Revolving lines of credit are typically for longer terms than a committed line of credit, sometimes as long as years. Along with committed lines of credit, revolving credit lines can be verified and can be listed on a firm's financial statements in the footnotes as a source of liquidity. Companies with weaker credit may have to pledge assets as collateral for bank borrowings. Fixed assets, inventory, and accounts receivable may all serve as collateral for loans. Short-term financing is typically collateralized by receivables or inventory, and longer-term loans are secured with a claim longer-term to fixed assets. The bank may also have a blanket lien, which gives it a claim to all current and future firm assets as collateral in case the primary collateral is insufficient and the borrowing firm defaults. When a firm assigns its receivables to the bank making a loan, the company still services the receivables and remains responsible for any receivables that are not paid. Bankers' acceptances are used by firms that export goods. A banker's acceptance is a guarantee from the bank of the firm that has ordered the goods, stating that a payment will be made upon receipt of the goods. The exporting company can then sell this acceptance at a discount in order to generate immediate funds. Factoring refers to the actual sale of receivables at a discount from their face values. The size of the discount will depend on how long it is until the receivables are due, the creditworthiness of the firm's credit customers, and the firm's collection history on its receivables. The factor, the buyer of the receivables, takes on the responsibility for collecting receivables and the credit risk of the receivables portfolio. Smaller firms and firms with poor credit may use non-bank finance companies for short-term funding. The cost of such funding is higher than other sources and is used by firms for which normal bank sources of short-term funding are not available. Large, creditworthy companies can issue short-term debt securities called commercial paper. Whether the firm sells the paper directly to investors in a direct placement or sells it through dealers as dealer-placed paper, the interest costs are typically slightly less than the rate they could get from a bank. In managing its short-term financing, a firm should focus on the objectives of having sufficient sources of funding for current as well as future foreseeable cash needs, and should seek the most cost-effective rates available given its needs, assets, and creditworthiness. The firm should have the ability to prepay short-term borrowings when cash flow permits and have the flexibility to structure its short-term financing so that the debt matures without peaks and can be matched to expected cash flows. For large borrowers, it is important that the firm has alternative sources of short-term funding and even alternative lenders for a particular type of financing. It is often worth having slightly higher overall short-term funding costs in order to have flexibility and redundant sources of financing.